can like see there's this, and but and then never mind, forget it, you wouldn't understand anyway.
Hi, my name's Napuna. Just gonna talk a little bit about my work. So I'm still not sure whether what I'm making is art or if I'm just simply consolidating images and things. I feel like my craft mostly comes through my editing choices and material choices. I keep these simple and dry by design. I studied media arts, which was a part of the fine arts program, and now it would seem that we're all kind of media artists to some degree. And it makes me wonder whether to call myself an artist and if we need more artists at all. My style mainly comes from being at war with market trends. So with this in mind, I don't have any serious allegiances to anything stylistically. To some degree, there's an anti-art element to it, coming from both my personal proclivities and a juvenile tendency, I suppose, but also from a place where I've thought about these things and these positions to endless depths. I would say that my most recent approach comes from a post-art framework, that is, art that is after art. I'm just making stuff based on things in my immediate remit and focusing on the material that's right in front of me, most of which I source for free, and I try to spend very little money on making it because I believe that you can make artwork on $0. You know, I flux between saying I don't need to be an artist to we need more art, because I think it allows us to have many different kinds of becomings, to create new lines, music and pictorality that helps us escape a world outside of something like the face or fixed dogmatic notions in a supposedly free world. I really like to play with ambiguity. I like playing with rhetoric, mystery, things that flux between harmless hyperbole and sincerity. I also like inappropriate juxtapositions. For me personally, art like this actually makes me dig deeper into my interpretations, and I'm simply just trying to make my own version of things that I find interesting. I find it kind of boring when art is trying to give me an answer or install information into me, but of course there's always exceptions. Instead of exploring the intersection of art and technology, I want to explore the intersection where art meets a joke, for example. You know, even when a work is full of pathos, melancholy, or intensity, I can still find it humorous, like how you can cry and then you end up laughing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, like, see, there's this, and then, never mind, forget it, you wouldn't understand anyway.